Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your Transformers News Update for Monday, July 13th, 2020. Leaked a few weeks ago with a small pile of other Transformers factory samples, Hasbro today officially revealed the Top Gun and Transformers crossover figure Maverick. Pre-orders went up at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Hasbro Pulse for the figure, which is supposed to ship in early October. Maverick's $50 price point would seem to put it in a comparable size class with Ectotron. Today's reveal gave us the first look at Maverick's robot mode, which seems not to have been what anyone was expecting, going by the early reactions to the stock photos. But amid all that is something very interesting. Maverick does not show any immediate outward sign of being reused parts or engineering. Some of the broad strokes of how Maverick appears to work is similar to the G2 Cyberjets, whose engineering ideas have been revisited and expanded upon from time to time over the last 25 years or so. But beyond that, Maverick is giving strong impressions of being an entirely original toy. Whether that's a benefit or not is up for debate. The seemingly new engineering has resulted in a robot mode that has already been compared to the old Marvel and Star Wars crossover Transformers. And I can see where they're coming from. Based on Maverick's packaging being completely taken up with Top Gun imagery and branding, where Ectotron and Gigawatt both featured retro G1-styled boxes, and the clearly noted licensing of the likeness of the F-14 vehicle mode, some of the unusual choices we're seeing may be necessary compromises based on the requirements of all the licensing involved, and factors Hasbro did not have to contend with for the prior collaborative series toys. In any case, stock photos have been misleading in the past when it comes to how a toy will actually look, so maybe we can hope for a miracle. And especially given that the color and paint finish appearance is varying quite a bit between individual stock photos, it doesn't feel like we can tell for sure yet just what this is going to look like in production. Maverick will include as accessories a tiny motorcycle and a volleyball. To facilitate using the volleyball, two option hands are included that the ball can attach to. With a strong resemblance to Cyberjet engineering, it's little surprise that there are already calls for this mold to be reused as Hooligan. As a big fan of the Cyberjets and the color orange, I can only hope that the licensing agreements permit such reuse of this design. The RFC News Desk is brought to you by our fans and listeners who support our shows on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/tfradio and become a patron today to help us keep making podcast and blog content like this, and get some great rewards for yourself, like exclusive podcasts and more. You can also help us out by buying RFC merchandise from tfradio.net/shirt. We have all kinds of things featuring excellent original designs and pictures of Don getting assaulted by his cat. Literally something for everyone. Or just do your regular Amazon shopping using our affiliate link. Go to tfradio.net/Amazon and then shop like you normally would. It doesn't cost you any extra, but Amazon sends us a tiny, tiny bonus back for almost everything you buy. For everything we do, visit tfradio.net. For more RFC news content, including the News Desk podcast and blog updates, go to tfradio.net/news. We record Radio Free Cybertron every Wednesday night, and you can watch it at tfradio.net/live. We have a Discord server at tfradio.net/discord, where you can chat with us during the show, or hang out with other fans throughout the week. And don't forget, we have a podcast archive that goes back practically forever. I'm Chris, and this has been your Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.